Well, hello everyone, and welcome to the Annie Jennings PR Teleseminar Series, where today we're discussing how to be discovered by the media. Annie Jennings PR is a national publicity firm specializing in promoting authors and experts to the media. Annie's vision and insight has revolutionized publicity, as many of the techniques, tools, and strategies in widespread use throughout the industry today have been developed by Annie Jennings PR and the leading business magazine, Fast Company, known for identifying trends as well as movers and shakers in any industry, says that Annie Jennings PR is the place to go to learn how to become a best-selling author. So Annie, thanks again for all you do for your community of authors and experts, and I'm excited to be on the teleseminar today with you.
Well, you know, Stacey, thank you so much, and I'd also like to just first introduce my co-host, Stacey Amaral Coffin. She is a national publicist. She books authors and experts all over TV, all over print, and all over radio and internet. So this is my publicist who has our clients everywhere at all times. And one of the most important things I think about our company, and I'd like to encourage other companies to also move forward in this spirit, is because I love our mission statement. And the reason I love our mission statement is because I get to see our mission statement in motion. So there's a difference between a stagnant mission statement and a mission statement that you get to see actually, like, living, breathing out there in the real world, doing what you say it's going to do. So I just love that. Our mission statement is simply for the betterment of all. That's why we exist. Well, what we get to see every day is our clients on the air sharing messages, which we help them craft, create. We help them define their messages. We help them understand their key points, their socially relevant tie-ins. The whole package. We do the whole package, obviously, because it's for the betterment of all. If our experts are out there sharing their message, it is for the betterment of all, because our experts are absolutely amazing. They cover the gamut, every single topic. So for us, we're able to see our mission statement in motion every single day because our experts are out there doing this amazing job on the media and sharing their messages, thereby changing the world one by one. So we have a very lofty mission statement, but you wouldn't know it with those five simple words. For the betterment of all is a lot bigger than it sounds, people. Let me tell you, what it has done, and this is the point here, is that it has inspired many of the new publicity tools, strategies that are at work in the industry today. Now, by developing your own mission statement, that you can see in motion, it's going to help you shatter any barriers to entry that existed for any of your clients, or any barriers that your mission statement suggests can no longer be in place for my mission statement to be in motion. In our PR opportunity, barriers to entry were lots of things. Lack of knowledge, right? Lack of the ability to create a segment-style press release. Lack of knowledge how to create national expert status. Lack of knowledge how to contact the media, who to contact, what to say when you contact the media. Lack of knowledge was not having a media showcase website, not having an online media kit, not understanding how important or even what a platform is. See, all these creations that now are very commonplace, you'll see them all over, online media kit, media press room, platform, what's your platform, media bio, all created here as a result of our mission statement. Because we can't have our mission statement in motion without creating all the new products that we needed and the new strategies and the new thought processes that we needed to create in order for that to happen. Which is why we want to talk today about how to be discovered by the media and remind everyone to start with your mission statement first of all. Because your mission statement is going to be the driving force in your entire performance in your life, not only your life, in your business life, in the integration of your life and your business. And a mission statement that really represents who you are is going to be a catalyst for amazing creations for your industry, which will get you noticed. All right? You will then be able to perform at these very high levels of productivity and mental stimulation, creating next level ideas, thoughts, theories, solutions to problems, solutions that are desperately needed by your community, by your industry. That's the importance of a mission statement. Now, previously, we've probably heard mission statements should do this, that, and the other thing, and be posted on the wall when you walk into your particular company. I don't believe that that's true. I think the mission statement should be a reflection of your heart, a reflection of what you feel your personal destiny is on this earth, what you want your legacy to be, what you want to achieve. And yeah, if it's lofty, go for it, because guess what? You wouldn't have the ability to create that mission statement if you were not able to create the outcome. So remember that. You can create the outcomes you desire, because as we know, you wouldn't be able to think it in the first place if you didn't already have the talent to make it happen. Okay, very important. Stacey, we'll start with, to be discovered by the media, we want to talk about having the mindset of a million-dollar expert. I'm going to toss it to you now to talk a little bit about how important it is to invest in yourself.
Well, that is probably one of the most important things in talking about being discovered by the media, because if you're not willing to actually invest in yourself, you know, the media is not going to invest in you either, okay? You know, investing in yourself is like investing in gold. You are your greatest asset. So you want to read, you want to buy books, you want to take classes, you want to get out into the world, which is what we're talking about here today, and make connections, meet new people. It's very important to always want to, as we say, be everywhere at all times. And to do so, it does take a lot of investment within yourself. And now this is not just dollars, an investment, of course, but it's time. All right, you have to be willing to invest your time. That's probably even more important. You know, so that's really, really a key, is being able to have the ability to want to invest in yourself, because you're going to have to put a lot of yourself into making yourself able to be discovered by the media. There's a lot of work that goes into that, but easily done. It can happen. It does happen. We see it happen every single day here.
Mm-hmm,
so to start off, you have your mission statement, and then you have the mindset of our million-dollar expert to invest in yourself.
Absolutely. Now, investing in yourself is also to be search engine optimized so you can be found on the website or on the internet. Very important now. Producers, publicists, like we said earlier, will present you to the media. That is our job. And we present you to the media in such a way that makes you a very desirable expert. We use what you have in the house, and we are able to present you to the appropriate media. Where our unique ability to connect you with the right media for you is of course, one of the benefits of working with a PR firm, a top PR firm. However, if you want to be found on your own, now we have to decide, well, how are they also finding experts? They're also looking online now more than ever, because a publicist can present you, but remember, there exists a fiduciary responsibility on all sides. On the publicist side, to provide the best expert, on the expert to be a top quality expert, and especially on the media side. Now, the media has a requirement that they have to research the experts as well. They just can't take anyone's word for it. So they're going to do their own research now on the search engines. When you put in your name, what comes up? Right? You want to notice that, because you want things to come up that support your area of expertise, and you want to downplay anything that doesn't support your area of expertise and play up. And that means definitely be providing content to the search engines. Some of us have different levels of knowledge right now about how search engines work. They basically look for the most relevant sites or people to rank highest in a search, right? Search engine optimization is key. That means, let's say we're going to use an example. Let's say you're a parenting expert, right? Fairly common, lots of those. Some of the key words there. Now, search engines they have an algorithm, and that means that they have a way of judging your website, of, let's say, earning points. Your website can earn points or stars. But however you want to think of it, they know how to judge a website for its relevancy to the search, right? So if a journalist is going in, putting in parenting author, parenting expert with TV experience. Now look at that one, parenting expert with TV experience. How are they going to find you if they put in that? Well, I'm going to tell you how they're going to find you. Very easy answer to that question. But you have to have a little knowledge of search engine optimization to understand the answer to that question. So first off, we'll tell you to know the major keywords for your industry. Major keywords for your industry are, let's say, parenting. Well, your obvious keywords for parenting are family issues, teens, children, preschoolers, babies. Now we get into marriage, relationship. Now we get into conflict. See how we could build this out now? We're building and building out. I could probably come up with 100 keywords for parenting, all right, that I would want to optimize my site for. And I don't want to get too technical. Now, if somebody wanted to find parenting expert with TV experience, the Google spider is going to go through your site, and they're going to see, oh, indeed, they're a parenting expert. I mean, we have keywords here. The articles, that is the content, mention parenting a lot. So you're getting judged well. You're, like, earning your points. Now, for TV experience, that's the part where does it say on your website or in your keywords that are embedded in your site that you have TV experience? So you would want to embed in your site parenting expert with TV experience who has appeared on, parenting expert with media experience who has been quoted in, pretend, quoted in national magazines. You see how the keyword parenting expert with TV experience is intended to create a source that's more relevant to the searcher, that is in this case the producer. They want to find these experts who have TV experience. Without having a demo on your site, you're less attractive to the media because why? They want to see how you are live and on the air. The reason for that, as everyone has probably heard at this time, if you're a member of my community, is that it's about ratings, and everyone's job is constantly on the line in this business. As a publicist, I have to give the best expert, and if I don't know myself that they're great on the air, I can't present them to the media. The media can't book them unless they see the demo and say, okay, very good. Everything else is in place, and the demo's excellent. I can book them on the show. It's about ratings, and it's about being responsible to the viewers and while being responsible for themselves, because if somebody is great on paper and just needs the work to get better on the air, I'm not going to say they're bad on TV, because you know that I believe that everyone can improve, that you can be a starter expert. So what? You've never been on TV before. Great. We all have to start somewhere. What I'd recommend is you actually develop a segment. You get a media trainer. Plenty here in New York. It's just one we love that I send everyone to. And you get trained on developing a segment. And then you get booked on your local TV, and by this time you're good because you've had your media training and you've made all your little crazy mistakes in the beginning. You've worn the wrong clothes, your hair, you saw what it looked like, right? You were able to fix the problems. Right? Everyone has to start somewhere. I am such an advocate of bringing out the potential in every single expert. And the idea is to know what it is you need to bring out. So in the case of getting ready to do a demo, and why it's so important is you want to look like you could actually, you're interchangeable with the host. Well, to get to that level, you have to learn some things. No problem. A media trainer is good, though, because you never want to put a demo up on your site, right, that is not 100% really reflective of who you are at this point. Stacey, I said earlier, is that if you have to ask, is my demo that good? The answer is usually no, because normally that's your inner self saying, it's really not that good, and you know it. So you're asking a rhetorical question, quite frankly, but what you want to do, it doesn't mean you have to throw the demo out. You might have done it years before, and now you've grown as an expert. You've grown in content, as well as packaging, all right? So now you want to look at that demo and you want to say, well, what are my snippets that are really amazing? And you try to find some, so your demo still is useful to you, hopefully. If it's not useful to you, that is, if it can't seal the deal, now your demo's going to make or break you. If you can't seal the deal with your demo, you're going to have to invest in a new one. By invest, I mean you need to get booked somewhere where they don't require a demo. Local TV, okay, is your place to start. local cable, very strong. Local, like Good Morning Dallas or some of those, are also a great place to start. But be ready when you're going to go on, because this is an investment. Now, like we said earlier, be ready to invest in yourself. You're going to need to look like the host. Watch the host for a while. See what they're wearing, hair, and notice somebody who appears to look like you or who you respect and admire, and say, yeah, right about the hair. I mean, I can't wear it like this if I'm going to go on TV. You really can't. You have to wear it in a way that the camera likes. Remember, cameras don't like all hairstyles. And I know that sounds very funny, Stacey, but it's very true, because sort of that fluffy, flyaway look that I happen to love personally, on TV, they don't get it. TV doesn't get that look. It sees through the hair. And then you wind up with very flyaway-looking hair that's not well-positioned. Notice the host's hair. They're pretty much, it's sprayed straight, basically, or sprayed into a style. Not teased, not fluff, not feathery. I can't get away with that on TV. So a few things you need to know there about the importance of your demo. Stacey, we're going to go back to the media site and how to load up your site now with content. We talked about SEO as being a very important way that journalists are going to find you. We then went into a few other topics, such as the demo. We're going to hop back to the media website now, because once your search engine optimized, you're also going to want to create some content on your site. Stacey, content. Tell us a little bit about that.
Okay, with content, I mean, you don't want to try to do too much in terms of your media site. I mean, you may have so many different areas of expertise, and you know what? That's great. It's wonderful that you're versatile, but you might want to have several different sites dedicated to them, because, again, as the media comes and looks at your site, it's a complete and instant reflection of who you are, how you're going to be in their publication or in their television show or in their radio show. And they have to be very careful, because, you know, their job depends on it. We all know that. It's all based on if you do a bad job, then it comes back to the producer, because it's their choice to have you on. So you always want to be doing things with your media site that's creating certainty with the media that you are the person to choose. Not just one person to choose, but the person to choose. So you definitely want to keep it simple. You want to make it crisp, clean, a nice color scheme, something that is very pleasing to the eye. You definitely want to have a professional photo of yourself with that great hairdo that Annie was just talking about, okay? A summary of who you are and what you do. A nice media bio right there on the home page, again, listing your credentials, listing your awards, listing your books, listing all of those platform builders that, again, you've worked so hard on developing and investing in, that now it's going to work for you on your media site.
That's perfect.
Really, yeah, so it's important. All those things are very important on your site. Definitely also, you want to make yourself stand out. You know, there's going to be thousands of parenting experts out there. Why are you the best? Again, that goes back to your media bio. You want to tell the media right away. You don't want to make them dig for anything. The second you do, they go, okay, next thing, clicking on the next one.
Well, and the nice part about that is you have to show them you're good with your bio. You can't just say, well, I'm the best expert in the entire world. Well, prove it. That's all we want you to do. We want you to be the best expert in the entire world. Yeah, we do. We just want to know that it's true. As who says? So now you want to get some third-party endorsements. Third-party endorsements are other media, okay? Third-party endorsements are awards, recognition. Third-party endorsements are previous media experiences, such as previous TV, appearances on radio shows, and appearances in print. These are all strong platform builders. So now we're moving into platform strategy. Remember, your media site is going to make or break you. They will decide on the contents of your media site whether or not to book you. But the media site is going to have everything they need to make that choice. So who controls the content of a media site? You do, right? So if the media is saying no to you based on what they see on your site, it's basically there's two things going on. One is you're not ready for that particular media outlet, which, by the way, it happens. You need to grow as an expert to be the right fit for certain media. That's no problem. That's part of the process and part of the fun, is growing as an expert. Or they're not seeing, or you are qualified, but unfortunately, they're not be able to see that on your site. So that media website strategy is absolutely key. Now, platform strategy, though, is the things that go into you building a platform that you then use all this to put on your media site. Sounds like a lot of work, right? Not really. Stacy loves to talk about the concept of time. And before I ask Stacy to comment on the concept of time, I found it to be like this. The year's going to pass anyway, right? The 5 years are going to pass anyway. Can you guys believe it? We started doing our teleseminars in the year 2000, maybe even 1999. Look at it. It's 2007, and you've been here every week, with the exception of a couple of weeks every now and then, right, for vacations or holidays. So there you go. So 7 years have gone by of teleseminars every single week. Well, what that's allowed to do is create tremendous content, build an outstanding community, huge reputation, right? Year after year after year, the time is going to pass anyway. So if we think back a year ago what we were doing last holiday season, and you realize, whew, the year's going to go by anyway. I like to look at it this way. If the time is going to pass anyway, why not make the time work for you? Because before you know it, you're going to have quite a platform built for yourself because you're going to be consistent over time. And even though the platform strategy initially seems like, I can't do anything, forget it. Everyone's already has 5 years ahead of me. I can't compete. You can compete. You really can compete. Look at time as your friend and time as an ally, as somebody who's going to help you accomplish your goals so that you're in a position to compete at the level you want to compete at, okay? Because remember, as your competition grows in strength, they go after bigger and bigger clients. What does that leave for you? The clients that no longer fit their level of expertise, opening the door for you to gain new clients at the level you are. As you're building your expert status and your credibility and your platform, you're going to be able to go after those bigger clients as well. And if, as the other firm, your original competitor is continuing to build, they're even going to go higher and higher and higher until eventually they're making lots and lots of money, rich in spirit as well as financially, if they're following our strategies, and so will you be poised, right? So you see how it's okay. Competition is okay. We like competition. We do. It's very inspiring. It keeps everybody moving forward, and it's actually a good thing. It creates markets for all of us. So platform strategy, all right, be seen, be heard, be in the media, be everywhere at all times, right? Write something. You may not be able to write a book or your self-published book. We encourage it, though. But do it when you're ready, and we'll tell you later. Well, let's circle back to that, Stacy, on the being ready part, all right? Because as a co-author or an author of books and articles, that helps to really showcase your credibility. So maybe you can't write the book right now, but you certainly can write some articles. 800 to 1,000 word articles. You can write that's called content. You can put them on your site, and you can name them using your keywords, right? Keywords in titles are very strong. We like that. Keywords interspersed respectfully throughout your content. Not every word's your keyword, right? But respectfully, normally. What a normal person would write if they were a parenting expert in this example, right? You can't abuse any systems because the systems have checks and balances in place to see who are the abusers of the strategy, and they note that, and they have a tendency to blacklist those abusers of the strategy. So you just do what really comes naturally. And you start to understand search engine optimization. Instead of referring to perhaps I'm a parent or a parenting expert, you as an it or the or something that doesn't use the word, just stick the word parenting in there. You know, so that instead of using a generic word that means nothing to the search engines, you're using the word parenting. You'd want to use the word more often than what you might normally think, but you don't want to use it too much so it turns out to be abusive, right? Because then you're not writing from the heart. You're writing with the strategy in mind. You're going to rank real high in the search engines. When you write from the heart, but you also implement what strategy, which we're allowed. We are allowed to apply strategy to our business models, to our website design, to our content creation. We're allowed to apply strategy. We just want to do it responsibly, respectfully of the system. I guarantee you, you will be happier in the end. Yes, somebody else might rank higher than you for the short term, but they're not going to stay there for long. You know, non-integrity, and I just made that up, Stacy, but you know what I'm saying, is not rewarded in the long term. But when you are going forth, writing in integrity, creating content continuously, you are going to far outpace those who will just go after the quick fix by understanding the strategy and then, of course, turn into abuses of the strategy, which we see all the time on the Internet nowadays. All right, Stacey, let me take it from here and give it to you. How about your own Internet show? Isn't that a great way to be visible?
Oh, absolutely. It's a huge way to be visible. I mean, you know, with your own Internet show, you're constantly, number one, you're giving yourself a voice. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Give yourself a voice out there in the big world of the World Wide Web. So you're out there on the information highway cruising along and people are listening to what you have to say. You know, and also what you do and what this allows you to do is stay socially relevant. I mean, when you're on the radio and internet shows, what are you talking about? You're talking about the topics of the day. You're injecting your expertise, your credentials, your experiences, all within a socially relevant context, which is very important because as the media is searching out for different types of guest experts, I mean, when you're out there talking about the exact story that they're looking to book an expert on, and they just so happen along your little blurb saying, oh, hello, and we're talking today about, they will take notice. I mean, it's all about staying out there
sure.
on the Internet, staying visible, being
That's
heard.
Right. Because not only is your show, like, let's say you name your show and you put the show description to talk about socially relevant issues and you give them their keyword names. Remember, many internet sites also podcast their shows. Podcasts are tagged. What are tags? Keywords. Right? So your podcasts are going to come up as well. So they may find your site. They may find your internet site because the internet sites that are broadcasting probably rank extremely well because there's so much content, right? So they could find you there. There's so many ways they could find you. Now, I want to describe it as this. Picture a sleigh on the top of a hill filled with content, and think of it going fast-paced down like this, like whatever degree that's like straight down. Stacey, you're the math whiz here.
Yeah, right.
Nice. Right, go straight down, and that's like how fast you can get out to the sea of the Internet. All right, so you want your content to be put out on the Internet everywhere at all times, okay, and I'm going to tell you how to do that in a second. And then go into the sea of the Internet, which is just, you don't know how far-reaching that is. It can just go everywhere at all times. We're referring to blogs. Now, the reason we like blogs is this. Blogs is essentially an RSS feed. I like to call it, instead of an RSS feed, it's a Be Everywhere at All Times feed. I made that up. But the reason I made that up is because RSS feeds do exactly that. They get you out into that ocean of opportunity, into the internet world, which is vast. You don't know who's going to pick up your content, who's going to republish your content with links back to your blog. All these amazing things happen with blogs, which are RSS feeds, meaning they're that hill. So you fill up your blog with the content, you press go, the sleigh goes down the hill really fast, lands in this ocean of opportunity. All right, so that's sort of a visual for how a blog moves your content from you to all of them out there. You want to try to get a blog going. Now, a blog you can publish, and it should be connected to your site, and here's why. The Google, or all the search engine algorithms, they like content that is changing and is relevant. Now, if you want to be found and discovered by the media, you have to be noticed by the search engines as being able to provide socially relevant content. And your blog allows you to do that because if you're writing daily on the news, if you find a news story that morning on one of the news sites, such as MSN.com, FoxNews.com, CNN.com, and you throw up a few comments on it based on your knowledge, experience, education, credibility in your area, and you just give your comments. You write from your heart, and you write, this is how I feel about what happened. You're going to not only find your voice, as Stacey said earlier, but you're going to be providing changing content on a regular basis. You're going to press the go button, which is set up, your blog is set up to ping to various news aggregators. I know it sounds real fancy, but it's nothing but news aggregators, nothing but a big grocery store. Right? Where all these news sites seeking articles will go to pick the news that they want to put on their site, too. All right, it's very easy. It's amazing concepts how simple it is to get all your stuff out there once you start looking at it in these very simple analogies. All right, so they go there, they get all your news, and they start to distribute it over and over. Remember, they do, search engines do go over blogs, and they're noticing that it's changing content, and you find your blog is starting to come up in search engine results as well. This is why I like the blogs to be on the site, because then your site gets credit. Because then if your blog is the one that comes up when they put in parenting expert, well, someone's going to click on go to your blog, and obviously they're going to be, there's going to be links that go to your home page, the About You page, the About Your Topics page, etc. So the blog can be a very nice gateway or landing page for lots and lots of content. We love to see internet placements, because internet placements are very strong for search engine results. We love to see internet placements that link back to your site. If you can get it, grab it. Because here's what you do. It's a funnel. So you're going to a site, let's say, that has 100,000 unique visitors even a month. Let's say you have 1 million unique visitors a month, 4 million. The numbers can be an insanity. And they're willing to link back to your site. You're taking all their entire community and giving them the opportunity to come back to your site. When they come to the site, is it optimized for these visitors? That's a whole other teleseminar, let me tell you. Meanwhile, Stacey, I know we were on a wrap here, so is there anything that you'd like to add that you don't feel like covered? Oh, the no spamming, very important. Why don't you take it from there?
Yeah, quickly, no spamming. I mean, it's kind of, you know, it's really self-explanatory in a sense, because you know you have your own email box, but you get tons of stuff. I mean, delete, 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 right? So you don't really want to do that to the media, because as soon as you start doing that, as soon as they realize that you are not personalizing, you're not, you know, creating this specifically for them, they also realize that you're sending it to everybody else and you don't understand what their show's needs are, you don't understand what the media's needs are. So what they do, because they receive, what, hundreds and hundreds. I mean, we have stories around about this, right? In terms of the media telling us, "Listen, just send me the information again, because I erased everything just from yesterday." So it's really important that you don't do that. You don't buy the list. You don't just blanket email everyone in mass email, because you'll get blacklisted. And then as soon as you have something that is absolutely fabulous that you can discuss, a breaking news story, and you send it directly to this one person individually, guess what? They don't get the email because you've had a history of spamming. So it's really important not to do that, not to purchase huge lists and just mass email the media, because you'll get burned in the end.
Absolutely, and it's only because, you know, it takes a lot to become a publicist, to develop the eye, many, many years of experience. The producers, they love to work with talent. It makes it a lot easier for them to do so. So there's just a lot of that, like, well, let's send out a blast and see what sticks. Avoid that mentality, because it doesn't help you in the end. It only hurts you in the end, because then you're blacklisted. And experts who are just starting out, they do, there's things to learn. And it's hard to also do your own business, take care of your family, do all you have to do, and also now learn how to be a publicist. I mean, people go to college, 4 years of college for this. Our training point alone is at least a year to become top-notch, 3 months just to be allowed to make a phone call. So imagine the professionals that you're up against in terms of if you're calling the media yourself. And they're just overwhelmed these days, and that's why professionals should only call the media, because of the skill set that's actually needed. So we really request no spamming the media. It doesn't work for you. It's not a way to be discovered by the media at all. The way to be discovered by a media is to have them find you on their own search, and or to do a very respectful presentation to your media contact, perhaps even using a publicity expert, either hired or used as a guide or there to guide you through the process, so that you responsibly move forward with the media. They will then mark you as expert, right, instead of amateur. Who can afford it to work with an amateur if you're a major site? You can't, because your job depends on it. Amateurs are future experts, future top-notch experts. Everyone has to start somewhere. When you are starting out, there's just a certain parameter that you need to be aware of. Is that you can't get in over your head, because you don't want to do that. You want to grow at a very steady pace, and you want to become the expert you've always dreamed you can be. Can you be that expert? Absolutely. We have seen, and I have a case in point too. We have a wonderful expert who came to us just about a year ago, actually a year ago in January, February, coming up, right? It's November now. And at first when she came to us, she was an entry-level expert. And throughout the year, and just the other day, she said, well, you are an awesome mentor. And I said, well, thank you very much, because she wound up going from an entry-level expert to being a diversified, highly regarded, top-notch, million-dollar expert. Now, her viewpoint was not just, I have to sell my book every time. No, no, no. It was about building herself as up as an expert. This particular person can now comment on anything in the news. Anything in the news with some really good talking points, too, and has done a tremendous job of going from how should I look on TV to she looks like the host. I saw her on TV just the other day commenting commenting on a top story in the news, the Oprah situation in Africa, right? They would only book the top experts to comment on that situation from various points of view, and there she was. She could, if the host didn't show up, she could have actually sat in for the host. That's the amazing transformation of this expert. She did it herself. She had the talent. She just needed to be directed, guided, and she went from entry-level experts to, I don't know what I'm doing here, but I know I want to do it, to being like a top-notch expert on TV and a million-dollar expert. And by million-dollar expert, this is not just about money. This is your ability to share with everyone your own personal vision and influence others to have better lives, to be rich in spirit. The nice byproduct is you also do get rich too, because people are resonating, they're buying your products, their services, they're referring you to other people, they're seeing you on TV. You're just kicking it up a notch. You're moving towards your goals and dreams in a way that is so important for everyone's future and for the betterment of all. I guess I'll end with my mission statement: for the betterment of all. Stacy?
Yes?
I'll bring you in now for the close. We have so many resources on our website, AnnieJenningsPR.com/publicitypro.htm is loaded with previous teleseminars. You know, skip a few, listen to a few, put some on your podcast. Everybody, get a podcast, order it for the holidays. I guarantee you're going to love it. Podcast is just an information distribution system, that's all, like a CD player. Right, instead of popping a CD in, you are now saying, I want this MP3, which is an audio recording file, which is our teleseminars are recorded. I save them as MP3s. They go up on that site. You then say, I want you to save this to my, you plug your iPod into that little computer thingamajig, and you say, I want it to go to that thing. Very easy to do. And then all of a sudden it's on your iPod. And you go there and you work out and whatever you're doing, taking a walk, and then you say, okay, now I want to listen. You see how easy it is to get this iPod thing down? Well, everybody should order one and start listening to their content via iPod, because eventually you're going to be able to do it in your car, too, because you're going to get the speakers to plug into your car. That will be for the next holiday that comes up. Right, Faith? Faith, you just, well, didn't you, no, you're about to.
What?
Buy a pod, get an iPod.
Oh, that's right. Yes, well, definitely.
But you got
especially
the black.
Now.
You got the BlackBerry instead. Which, by the way, mm-hmm. when you are a top expert, you're going to want a BlackBerry because you have to be reachable. The media does move in 5-minute intervals. But anyway, Stacey. But podcast, your iPod's next on your list. So there you go. Mm-hmm. We all have our lists, and you know, slowly but surely, we work through them. All right, we're going to wrap for today. I really want to thank Stacey Amaral Kaufman, my national publicist, for being a co-host on my teleseminar today. You've been listening to Annie Jennings of AnnieJenningsPR.com. We'd like to invite you back for future teleseminars. We do appreciate your referrals. Send us your experts, and any state, any level, we will help you grow and achieve your goals and dreams. All for now, Stacey. Thank you very much.
All for now. Thank you.
Bye-bye, all.